fast on Monday.
Again.
Sunday, no, I'm not going to be here.
You're supposed to go to Rome, Motzei Shabbos?
Anywhere between Motzei Shabbat and Sunday night.
Okay.
Before sunset. Very special to go. Yeshiva has a big tent over there. He's going to have a big tent with food all day. All right, barbecue, meat.
This Yeshiva?
Kocha Chesed.
Every year they do it?
No, first year they're doing it.
This year?
Yeah, there's another farm.
All the books out here and the TV.
What's this for Morale?
Yeah.
Why? This is their transportation?
No?
So the bus is going
everywhere. Just buy a ticket and go.
No, and what?
At Meron
there's?
There's food. There's food. There's always free food in Meron. All year round, especially at Agbama. This year, the yeshiva is also doing free food. But not Stam, not just Borekas in there. They're making Alaesh.
Barbecue.
Meat, chicken.
Where?
It's, you go to Meron, it's near the Makolet.
Down below.
You go into Meron, right after the gate. Make a right all the way to the end. It's a 10-minute walk. Yeah, at the end. About
40 bucks.
On the right.
At the bottom of the hill?
Make a right. If you go into Miro, make a right all the way to the end. Right in front of where the Makolet is.
All the way down to the big
thing. From what I understand, right the only buses.
Huh? Only yep. buses.
That's what they buses. Say, but you know.
What? What?
We hope people are going to follow that. But you know, a lot
no,
of
no,
people
no, 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 they're blocking it.
They'll take the cars to where they can, as much far as they
okay.
can.
Okay, take it wherever you want, but from a certain area, it's closed. Every year is like that.
No, no, no. This is the first year they're saying
closing it from
we
before.
Don't want private cars
at all, not in the area even.
Yeah.
Unless you live in the area, or you're staying in a tzimel or something in the
if
area.
You could drive to Haifa or Tiberia and take a bus from there.
What's in the point? Just take a bus from here.
Take a bus from here. You can't get a direct route.
You could, of course you could.
Here you can.
There's from many the buses all the time.
All kinds of places. In Gula, there's Hoffman, in Meir Shireen,
there's also the
places.
Company Nativ Express. Company that goes all the time during the year also.
Okay.
There's
well,
signs up
bus.
Around also.
That's an error bus.
A lot of errors work on that line.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be such a safe bus line.
No,
but anyway, how do you get there? Seriously,
I have to
get come to the top, and where do I go after the top?
So where's Takana? I'll give you a phone number for where to get the bus.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you don't get the Kamikaze.
No, you don't go there.
But I'm coming from the front.
Oh,
where are you coming from?
The front.
You have to go to where the bus is leaving.
Yeah. The bus is like a
I'll give you a phone number.
Yeah,
you call, you'll tell them.
Timmy Road?
Tens at a time, they're basically.
Which company?
Eged.
Yeah, Eged doesn't do this year.
They stopped this year?
Yeah, a few months ago.
There's
a law now that Eged it can't take more than 40% of the market. So they divided the areas and these are the different private companies. Yeah. Maybe the other company also leaves from there.
What are they doing with the buses?
It's called Nativ Express, it's orange. You'll see them now they're around.
There's three or four, at least four companies doing it.
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah.
So you don't buy a round trip ticket,
you buy a round trip. Yeah. You go, you get on, you go dive in, eat, do whatever you need. You go back to the certain area where you take your bus, where you let you off. Either where you let off, or remember the name of the company, and there's a certain area where those buses wait. And you go there, and you say, these are the buses to Yerushalayim.
Yeah, make sure they're going to Yerushalayim.
Yeah, you don't want to end up with the Eilat or something.
Eilat? I don't know.
And it went there.
But for the yeshiva, when you first get into it, there's a street that goes down. It's like an intersection. Right?
Yeah, so to the right.
It's a street that goes down and then you go straight up and it goes up to the
camp. Right, so if you don't go up, you go just right.
Just go to the right. First street, you go to the right.
Yeah.
So just the bottom of the hill, you go to the right,
yeah.
But it's right there.
Yeah, it's not right there.
Is it right there at the bottom of the hill, or is it?
10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 minute walk.
Oh, so yeah.
Have you been there before?
Yeah.
Where is it?
You know where the mikveh is down below?
No.
Everyone knows.
They call it there also, a big store.
Yeah.
No, there was like, yeah, there's like a store, and then there's a road that goes over, there's a side street that goes.
I think that's a side street.
All the way to the end.
All the way to the end.
All the way to the end, okay. Yeah.
So, הגיע הזמן הגאולה, page 207. אכן הודעה דבר, yes, 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 it's true. זה עיקר העבודה, this is the main work of a person in the world. ועד היום עוד לא התעוררנו לזה מספיק לעומק ולמעשה. Until today we did not arouse ourselves to this deep enough, not practical enough. אם תשאל, if we come and ask, למה? Why until today people didn't start working on it? Why didn't Tzaddikim teach until today, like today Rav was just teaching? Yeah, how come? The answer is, Ki lo yu adayin kelim, because they weren't vessels yet. What does that mean? People weren't ready to hear. Gam Tzaddikim gdolim hakdoshim lo yadu adayin ladrich et haklal Yisrael v'koach shel Yisrael. Because even the biggest, huge, holy Tzaddikim did not know how to guide Am Yisrael in this holy way of Rabbeinu, the power of Yitbodedut. Go and speak to Hashem. Therefore, only them, or maybe certain people which are working on the Kedusha, they reach very high levels of Kedusha. But Am Yisrael in general, they stay down where they were. Ki yeshna rak etza achat v'yichida. There's one only advice. Shal yada yuchal adam la'od v'nisayon hazeh. That through it, a person will be able to withstand this test. And to nullify completely this taiva. This advice is called, what is it called? What is this advice called?
What
is this advice called?
It's
Bodhidut. Oh, it's Bodhidut. The Rav Arush says that. Interesting. And what is Bodhidut that helps you nullify the taiva? Perusha. Sha'ash lema. At least a person does that. It's minimum of an hour in Bodhidut every day. Out of that, half an hour, one specific point. The truth is, they have to do 1 hour tshuva, another half an hour, but let's say less. 1 hour you go, and out of that, half an hour do what you need to do, you daven, do tshuva, whatever it is, and half an hour specifically on one thing that you're working on. Shmirat Ha'inayim, nullifying the taiva. At least a half an hour a day. Every day. That's the minimum of the minimum.
So, in that half an hour, how do you do it?
How?
Right.
How you talk to Hashem.
Do you say something like, Hashem, help me with
guarding
whatever,
my eyes.
You know, over and over and over again?
I don't want this. I don't want this. I'm against this. I remember I walked in the street yesterday, and I looked like that. Hashem, help me. Why did I look? I didn't think of you. I want to think only of you all day. Help me think of you every moment in the street. I mean, they were learning on it. Whatever he learns about this, he learns the book. And then that's what he happens for. Tzakot ad lev ha-shamayim, screaming until the heavens. Therefore, this is the main work. To do at least every day an hour of Bodhidut. To add of it, at least half an hour is to be clean from this title. Each one needs to take himself in his own hands.
You say it over and over.
You can also say it over and over again.
Is that better than just simply...
No, it's not better. Better is to say more and more words. But if it doesn't have more words, you can say it over and over.
Say it again.
Yeah.
It's better to break things up. To speak what you have in your heart, and to see what's up with you and everything, regarding the title. But if it doesn't have words, so at least I'll say, Hashem, help me guard my eyes. Hashem, help me guard my eyes. Also good.
If you can, like, say specifically, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Abedu says, when you speak a conversation with someone, deep conversation with someone, you don't go over and over in a sentence. You speak, break things up, you open things up, right?
Right.
So same thing, it's better to open things up more. You can, okay? A person, he comes to his wife, I love you, 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 okay, shut up. Right? So he comes there and he tells you, I love you, thank you so much that you helped me at this, and the house is so clean, and thank you for doing my laundry. It's the same thing saying, I love you, and I appreciate everything you do. But he speaks it out. He speaks it as more of a conversation, more of an appreciation.
Elaborating on it.
What's elaborating?
Extending.
So, because in this generation, if a person will not clean himself, in this generation, full completely. The worst place is clean himself out from this taiva.
Okay.
And this generation is horrible because of what's going on in the streets and the, and those things. What are they called? The new phones. All these things. Yeah, iPhone is better than new.
iPhones, Android.
Immorality.
Yeah.
Immorality porn.
And the lack of sneers.
Yeah, everything.
It's worse than ever been.
Worse than ever was. But the Albano is biggest than ever. Bigger than ever. His word is spreading in the whole world, and everyone's gonna start.
I mean, what is it? The Eat Sahara just simply having a day because of what's going on.
He knows that he's dying. No. Albano said that for that the Yitzhar. If a person feels the Yitzhar coming over him a lot, he should know he's in the end of it. He's always winning because he's always beating him up. Why? Because the Yitzhar, like someone, when two people are fighting, so if someone sees almost he tries to do it almost might to get the person out, to get the fight out of the person. Yeah? That's how the Yitzhar tries. This generation, he knows that soon he'll be slaughtered by the tzaddikim.
It's funny how people do trade-offs. You trade something for something else. Like when you buy at the grocery store, you buy groceries, you give them money, you trade off. So my friend in a pride, they have a very attractive daughter. And I said to the mother, I said, she's very serious. The mother's very serious. I said, your daughter is not serious. I told her that. Doesn't trust me. She says, do any of the girls in that park trust in this?
Sure, you live in
it. She said, do any of the girls trust that woman?
Yeah, it's true. You live in a place like that. What do you expect the kids to grow up so...
She says, you know, the trade-off is I know where she's at and what she's doing all the time. We talk to each other. She said, I'd rather have that than have her pretend to be somebody else because of the clothing and not know those things.
That's a personal opinion.
So I'm just saying it's interesting how people trade off, because I think that you don't have to trade off. Why can't you have both? Why can't you have sneers and conversation?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Because this is what the mother and father practice.
What do you mean they practice?
I mean they're Torah observant Jews. And the mother is sneers.
The most important thing in Judaism is the sneers of the women and the holiness of the men. That's the most important thing in Judaism. Most. That's what kept us together all the years as Jews. Once it was open, goes to what's going on in America and in Europe, assimilation, how does it do with this? Lech leitbodet! Go do it, bother, dude! The main thing is practically, like it was written lengthily in all the Musa books, and a lot of ink was spilled out on this thing. Shebishvili zkot ekadesh datzmo. In order for a person to merit, to sanctify himself. Tzarich shishmor et enav betachlit hashmirah. He must guard his eyes completely. Ukmo chen, yarchik tatam amach shabto. Rabbi says this right. And also, a person has to move away the taiva from his brain, not to think dirty things, not to think of women, not to think of things like that. Just to think holy things, and if you can't think holy things, think of stam, how the flower grows. Think stam things. But don't think of bad things.
Don't think of bad things?
Bad things. New. Immorality, women.
Aren't you supposed to put all that behind you when you do a spoke to it?
No, we're talking about stam, a person. This, and his mind starts going off.
Daydreaming.
What?
Daydreaming. That's what we're doing, Buddha.
Fantasizing.
Yeah, people have been all
the things you might have done in your past, you want to put that behind you.
You don't want to do it. You do tshuva once and period. But people have all kinds of things in it. Rabbeinu said, he had a daughter. He had daughters. So his daughter put, it was hanging on the thing, her They used to cover their head, even the single woman, the single woman, yeah. Like a head cover, because he told his daughter, take it off, my students are coming in. It wasn't red or blue, or it didn't look any attractive or anything, just have a piece of cloth, but women wore it. Take it off. It's Tamidi, who are Tamidi Rabbeinu? The holy, holiest people, Mamash. Take it off, my Tamidim are coming. Even that generation, Rabbeinu said it to the holiest people, on something which is not attractive at all. Right, the woman keeps, what we say in our generation? Like, we see a pole, we think it's a woman.
What?
A pole. A pole? Yeah. I think it's a woman. Like Allah was said, I told you, right? A person walking in the street, guarding his eyes, he bangs into a pole and says, I'm sorry, ma'am, right?
Excuse me.
Yeah, because that's what he has in his head.
Well, Rabbeinu's daughter, she took it off, and the hair would be revealed.
In the house, yeah. Oh, it's hanging in the house. She works in the house. Hanging.
Yeah.
On a laundry line.
And you told her, take it off. Remove it. Move it. Hide it in the room.
Because it was a hair covering?
Yeah, it wasn't even on her.
They would see it and they...
Maybe they'll have thoughts. We're corrupted. Men are corrupted. And women don't understand that. I told my wife, I understand why Bali Tshuva women, they just more tznius than Haredi women. I tell you why. Because Bali Tshuva women, they grew up in the secular world, and they know exactly what attracts men. Because that's the whole society over there, is how to attract men. Right? Everything appeals to someone, everything over there. It's like that. So they, when they do tshuva, they know exactly what to cover up, what to wear in order not to attract men. But the Haredi women, they grow up, they have no idea. They live in a woman's life. Until they get married, they live in women's life. Women, right? In women's world, they don't live in men's world.
So?
I think so, yeah.
Why is
that? So they don't.
It's not so that when the woman is the mirror for the men, she would dress like the men.
After she's married.
Yeah, because
that's very important.
This desire, so she likes to dress like the men like.
Yeah, with her husband like.
Does it come from the men?
Of course. Of course, if a woman does not dress tznius, because her husband is not doing tshuva on the tikkun avot, because he looks at other women. There's a competition. Oh, he's going to look at that lady and that lady, and have a look at me. That's how it is. If her husband guards her eyes, he gives a woman the feeling that he loves her anyways, and she's the most beautiful thing in the world, is that? So then his wife's going to dress tznius.
On the same issue with daughters, can we tell our daughters that you need to wear something longer?
Your wife could tell her, not you.
Okay. I need to know.
Young men can just be more specific about the pot. You keep on changing the pot and not being moved. First of all, holiness, that's like the three pillars, happiness, sugar, support, and eyes of holiness. So if you went further down and more specific, you get a boil quicker if you focus on the eyes. When that's done, you shimmer, support.
No.
Or stay with the whole topic of personal holiness.
If a person sees that it puts him to sadness, that's already begalam belief. He has to be happy. If he's not happy, he's going to begalam belief. All three together, first.
Let's say that over again.
Okay, so in your focus, you're talking about all three.
I told you already the other day, whatever connecting the tikkun avrit, that's what you talk about. Whether it's money, whether it's food, whatever it is, connect the tikkun avrit, good. Rabbeinu says, I went today, last night. Rabbeinu says, I put him on. And the person has, what's Tavat Niu? He has dirty blood. Where? In the left part of the heart. It's Kabbalah. Okay? How does he clean it out? Rabbeinu says that through a vizyonot, through a disgrace and stuff like that. If he does tshuva, that's a disgrace. How did it get there? How did the Niu get in there? Rabbeinu says somewhere else, through false sheker, through lies. But I don't lie. I never lie. No, but then what does Lai Rabbeinu says? Anything which, like for example, anything which is not a Hashgacha Pratit, you don't believe in Hashem in that little thing, That's a lie already. It's a false thing. And that's what brings a new opinion to a person's heart. A person sees, right? When he sees that he doesn't have a shgacha prati, he doesn't believe in this specific, he got angry or got upset, or the bus left, or I don't know what, right? Or he has debts and got nervous, and he didn't believe in Hashem in that specific thing right there. He should know, oh, he has what to fix in the new also. So you see, you have to connect. The emunah is connected to the new. Everything is connected. So whatever you're dealing with, it has to do with the new.
So if you need to see Hashem, you saw the shliach. That's all.
That's doing God's will. The more true.
If you don't have the new, if you don't have the whole heart, or you suffer from the fiber, or anything. Yeah. That's
involved. But to be the simcha is number one.
Any physical
lust all
tied into the main one.
Exactly.
Why they're married? Men? I wish that
it's been seen.
He's sure.
What are you saying?
To marry it. Because
you
can come only.
Only through marriage, right? To see only Hashem. Yeah? To see that it's not your wife, it's Hashem telling you to come home right now. That is it. Ezra practices it very well.
My wife taught me something over the years.
That's a long time.
Yeah. I was raised, people say, oh, how nice you are. I was raised in that. So over the years, I've never even stopped twice. Somebody like is wearing something nice and say, oh, how nice you are. It's a nice outfit, or it's good on you, whatever. And my wife has always said, every time I say that, that's it. You don't say that in front of your wife. You don't even think of it in front of your wife. The only woman you should notice and say that about is me.
Your wife is very wise. She's right, 100%. You can tell your daughter. You don't have daughters.
No.
Not even your daughter-in-law, you don't say.
No.
But if you have daughters, you could say, because the mother is not that jealous of her daughters.
It took me years coming out of that, because I had a habit of always.
Yeah, it wasn't from because she's good looking, because you wanted to make her feel good.
Right.
Yeah, but right, it's not appropriate. You're right. She's right 100%. Tough.
So maybe she should be here.
Tough. The main problem was Shmuel going to America, if you remember from the other day, he was going to